Hello, and welcome to the first and only podcast of China Movements. Today we'll be talking about how from 1979 to 1989, China went through economic and government changes that still affect China and the world today.
Our first topic we'll be talking about is the Tiananmen Square massacre. We will be joined by Kayleigh Jennings, who will be talking about the role the massacre had on the world.
Our second topic will be about the four modernizations of China. We'll be joined by Madison Winstone, who will be talking with us about the impact the modernizations had on the world.
Now, we'll be right back with our first topic, and here's a quick word from our sponsor.
And we are back. Today we are joined by Kayleigh Jennings, and she's going to talk to us about the Tiananmen Square massacre, who was involved, when it started, and what happened following the event.
Hello.
Our first question for you was when it started and who all was involved.
Well, first off, in 1989, students from the colleges and around schools began to protest in the Tiananmen Square.
What caused this event to happen?
The people wanted more democratic policies.
How did the Tiananmen Square massacre impact the future and the way you live today?
It began the campaign to ban protests, and hundreds of lives were lost.
How did the Tiananmen Square massacre impact the government, and was this event controversial?
China established its own brand of market economy. Socialism was ultimately accelerated, but at the expense of political freedoms due to this massacre. This was controversial because China wanted people to forget about the Tiananmen Square massacre, but they will never forget it because it affected the whole world that now believes that China covered up something through the attack.
Now another word from our sponsor.
We're back, and thank you to our sponsor, Mr. Goat. So now we are joined with Maddie Winstone, and we'll be talking about the four modernizations of China. Now, Maddie, what was the idea that Deng had for China?
Well, the four modernizations allowed for higher incomes for the citizens of China and their ability to start buying more goods.
What caused his ideas?
Deng pushed for more moderate economic policies based on capitalist ideas.
How did this impact the future?
It began to help the economy become a world power.
How did this impact the government?
It impacted the government by allowing different policies and political ways to the Chinese government.
How was this controversial?
The true communists didn't like this plan because it went against everything that they agreed in.
Yay!
Now for our rewind.
The Tiananmen Square brought much pain to the country, but also new ideas to its government.
And the four modernizations allowed for China to have a better economy through modern economic policies based on capitalist ideas. But they were not favored by communists.
And this is the one and only episode of China Movements.
Yay!